Kevin Keith here for the KNS Radio Network. We're talking today to Gentry Pendleton, Rossville Consolidated School Board Representative District 19, running for re-election. Technically an incumbent, but if people want to vote for her, you'll have to write her in. Gentry, do you want to explain that to us, or do you want me to try to explain that to folks?
No, I'd be happy to explain it. When you go to the polling station, wherever you decide to vote, they will let you know that there is a write-in if you are in the area that would vote for Mrs. Blackburn or I, and you will choose the write-in. And at that point, that is when you will put the name of your candidate of choice in there.
Very good. Well, thank you for sitting down with me today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Tell me about what the last 2 or 3 years of your experience on the board has been like.
Well, I have officially served on the board for 2 years. I became a board member at the beginning of 2022. And that first year was just really getting to know the other board members, getting to know Dr. Hannah, just getting a real feel for kind of just the school corporation and understanding a little bit more. The following year after that, there was a lot more going on than just your normal everyday kind of school things. And so it's been a big learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot.
Well, there's no secret that there's a segment that is out there that's trying to unseat you and Mr. Hufford and a couple others because they have a feeling, and again, that's their perception, that the board currently is a rubber stamp. It's not very transparent, not real approachable. I've spoke with Mr. Hufford on this, and of course, the website's up at or the interview's up at my website. Anybody can go listen to that. I wanted to get your take, since you've been there a couple years, about the agenda process. And do you think things are going as it should on that, or is there room for improvement on putting together an agenda that the community can look at and feel?
Well, first, there's always room for improvement in anything you do, because you don't ever want to just say you're done and it's perfect, because there's always things you can learn from and grow from. So if there are changes that need to be made or should be made, we are open and, you know, happy to take a look at any of those things. For me, I haven't seen anything that was alarming or seemed out of order. I will be honest, I do really appreciate, as a mother of, you know, two younger kids, I do appreciate the efficiency in which board meetings move and are conducted. That's very much appreciated from that perspective. And you know, I feel like they are they move in the way that they should. There is discussion when needed, but we also have the ability to discuss prior to the meeting, because we get our information sent to us. That gives us time to go over it, address any questions we have. That way we can get, you know, clarification on anything. So I'm very happy with the way the board meetings work and move.
A couple of the I guess complaints, if you will, that I've heard is that it's pretty much a foregone conclusion when you guys have something on the agenda. It's pretty much good. There is no discussion about it. There is no public public input. Now, there could be public input, but again, your guys's decision has already been made up, and right or wrong, I think that's the perception on some of these folks, or at least that segment of the population who would like to, you know that they go into something without the board's mind being made up, and maybe wait to hear from the public first on a, you know, whatever the issue is.
Yeah, and I can understand and you know, see how that would be frustrating for them. But I also want people to know that a decision isn't final until it's voted on. So let's say, for instance, I go and I speak with Joe one evening. I get clarification on some things from Dr. Hannah, and I think about it. And let's say an hour before the board meeting, somebody calls or I talk to somebody else and I get a different perspective that doesn't make me feel as easy. I have every right, and I feel like I could absolutely say that I don't agree with something and I need more clarification. Mm-hmm. That just hasn't happened. I haven't felt the need to not be in line with something. But that's there. I guess that's the frustrating part, is that people don't realize that there still is the option to not vote for something, but the reason that everything either is voted on or there may be some things that get taken off the agenda because we have issues and there needs to be more clarification or more discussion had. We just, by the time we get to the meeting, we've been able to ask the questions and have the discussion, and so we're ready to vote on it.
Something I've heard over the last week or two, is it true that Dr. Hanna has a vehicle that the Rossville Community Schools provides for him?
No, he does not.
Okay.
No, okay. That is not anything that I know.
I had heard that, and I wondered if that was in a contract or anything.
No, and in regards to that, I would invite anyone, because that is public information. Mm-hmm. You can see the financials. You can look into that. So anybody who questions that, I would invite you to go ahead and do your research and find the information, because it's there, and you would be able to find that answer.
I know one other sense of frustration was with Dr. Hanna actually running the show, as he's not an elected official. You guys are the elected officials. I know you've probably heard me tell Mr. Hufford this, that I've done school board meetings coverage for 25 years across Indiana. It's always the president who runs it. And even in Clinton County, if you go to another one, it's the board president, not the superintendent. So I know that there was, you know, some concern on that from your challengers about that.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. Any of us could put the board meeting together, but I guess
and run it.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. we could run it. I guess for me personally, I look at it for the efficiency aspect of it, that Dr. Hanna is right there. If there is something that needs to be changed quickly, or there's something that needs to be added, he is already right there on the school property. The five of us have other jobs and other things, and so that would mean that we would be, you know, have to get to it later, or it would be something that wouldn't be addressed maybe as quickly as Dr. Hanna could. But just because he's putting it together doesn't mean that we all don't have a say in what's on there. And I guess I would challenge anybody to say, what's the issue now? For me, mm-hmm. what's the issue now? If we've gone how many years of doing this now, I know that people will say, well, just because it's been that way doesn't mean you can't change it. Right. I understand that. But what's the issue now, mm-hmm. is my question. If it's been going this way for several years and there's been several other people on the board that have never had an issue with it or anything, what's the issue now?
I did hear from one person, and I wish I could think of their name, that one person actually left the board because they were so frustrated at, you know, Dr. Hanna running the show, and they felt intimidated by him. And I don't know who that was or what year that was, but I would say it's probably in the last 8 years. So, but that's just one person.
Okay.
So what can we do to help retain teachers? I know that's an easy question to ask. I know Mr. Hufford told me something again that I didn't know, that we have the highest amount of start out in as far as a base salary for teachers, but we could always do better. And so what can we do? What can you do as a board to help support that process?
Well, I think one of the things that we have done in this last year is started the mentor-mentee program. I think people are more likely to stay somewhere where they feel connected and feel a sense of value and kind of a family where they're at. So the mentor-mentee program, I think, was huge, and I was really happy to be somebody to support that. We had great veteran teachers step up to the plate to be the mentor to our new teachers coming in. I think that that is another big thing. Just continue to be obviously competitive with pay. And listen, I don't know anyone in their right mind who would not agree with the fact that teachers need to be paid more. As a matter of fact, I was in fourth grade and I wrote a paper on how teachers should be some of the highest paid people in the United States. I had quite a few teachers want to frame that, but I think that that's always going to be an issue. But I really feel like we're working really hard for the size of school we are, to be really competitive with that, to retain great teachers. I think another thing too is, It kind of starts in the home, because the teachers have a lot on their plate. There's a lot required of them as far as what's required educationally from them. You know, sometimes teachers play a role far beyond just a teacher. And so I think if they could get support from, you know, parents and caregivers, you know, knowing that we're all working together for the same goal, of our children succeeding to the best of their ability, I think that helps too in any community when, you know, teachers know that they're supported and valued.
Absolutely. And we as parents can do those things. You're right. By going to the parent teacher conferences and showing up at the plays and the choir events and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Gentry, what is there one or two or maybe even three things that you've had a firsthand, account with over the last 2 years of you being on the board that you feel really good about being able to accomplish?
Like I said, I was really proud of the of being able to support the mentor-mentee program, the new teacher development time that we have for our teachers. I was really happy to support that and have that implemented for our teachers to really take time to not only just sit within grade level, but classes too, science teachers and English teachers, in middle school and high school can meet together and have that opportunity. So I feel like that was really important. I was really happy to back that. I was really happy with our percentage of, graduates and this may sound kind of silly, kind of like a, that's great, but I get excited to sign diplomas. I think that that's so cool because you're putting your name on something that people, these kids will have for a long time. A lot of them will probably look at my name and not know who I am. And that's okay. Right. I haven't been in this community quite as long, but I just think that that's really cool that we get to sign their diploma and, be that small, just connection to helping to build their future. I find that to be really neat.
Unfortunately, it's not a foregone conclusion that everybody will get a diploma these days. You know, there's a lot coming at kids.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think, too, being a parent that has kiddos on both sides of the learning curve, I have one kid who can see it, read it, know it, And my other little guy, he has his own set of struggles, but he excels in his own way. And we have teachers at the school that are just so wonderful. And that was one of the reasons why I really wanted to be on the school board was to better understand how the teachers are closing that gap for those kids, between the ones who excel and the ones who have a little more struggle. And so just watching that firsthand how hard our teachers work at doing that, it's a privilege and it's an honor to watch them do what they do and to nurture and touch these kids' lives. So, I guess that rounds back to, that's one of the things that I'm really happy to be a part of in a small way.
Is there, last but not least, is there anything that you think we need to be aware of as a school system or as parents, as you're on the board and you see things come down the pike occasionally, like over the next 2, 3, 5, or even 10 years, what kind of concerns should we look for? What should we be on the lookout for?
That's a really great question. And in this kind of world that we live in, that's kind of a hard question to tackle.
It is.
But I would just say, the more we can support our teachers and support the community and building great future leaders, you know, like I said before, it starts at home, being encouraging to our kids, you know, being encouraging to teachers, having those hard, open conversations, just being able to really support one another and you know, helping to build the future for our kiddos.
Well, Gentry, I appreciate your time. Rossville Consolidated School Board, Representative District 19, running for re-election. Best of luck on November 5th, then.
Thank you very much.